Okay, so I'm doing the accent, not a tag, but I don't know. I'm just talking about my accent, and I'm gonna be saying certain words and certain things about it because, yes, I live in Texas. I live like an hour outside of Houston. I've always lived in Texas. I've never been outside of Texas ever before. Oh, also, by the way, in case you haven't already figured out, yes, you can hear stuff in the background. No, I'm not gonna edit it out because I'm too lazy to figure out how to edit these bugs out, and I really wanted to just record an audio and get it done and put up and whatnot, because I have a weird goal set for myself that I'm not gonna talk about unless y'all want me to. So if y'all want me to talk about my weird Reddit goal, comment or let me know somehow, and I will. But anyways, I feel like no one is because I don't get a lot of comments, but I'm not salty about that or anything. Anyways. I appreciate everyone listening. And you may hear like a dog or something because sometimes my neighbor's dog goes freaking crazy and like howls and whatnot. And like all that barking, that's not even my neighbor's dog. That's like a few streets down. It's ridiculous. Also, I hope y'all can understand why I'd be too lazy to edit that out and how sometimes there's no avoiding those sounds. Maybe the train will even come by. I'm not even sure. Anyways, so I just want to clarify that yes, I live in Texas and it is pecan. Okay? It is not pecan. That is ridiculous. It is a pecan. The pecan tree is the state tree of Texas, okay? And the way I tell people I say it whenever I'm like talking online or I can't like physically say it for them to hear me is PUCHN. Pecan. It's a pecan tree. My grandparents used to have a pecan tree and I used to pick pecans all the time and I love eating pecans. So, and then I'm gonna be going into popular words that like most accent people have. I just made a list. So like Coke, which yes, here in Texas I say Coke, but you also need to be careful because sometimes whenever you say Coke, you could be referring to Dr. Pepper, which is manufactured in Texas and therefore seen as the original Coke. So that's why. Whenever I go to the store, I use a buggy to put all of my groceries in. I call those little bugs roly-polies that roll up into a ball. I call the red little beetles with black spots ladybugs, not ladybirds. The first time I heard that, I was very confused. But yes, I call them a ladybug. I was asked to say molasses, which makes me think of a really funny scene from a movie I really like. And Nutella, which is just Nutella, which, fun fact, I've actually never tried Nutella. So there's that. So next is the word. I'm gonna spell it out first. Route, which is root or route. And I use both because there is a Route 66. However, there is a route in which you would take to get there. So for me, a route is the actual road. A route is the way you would take it. I say tennis shoes, which I know it's spelled tennis. And yes, I would play a game of tennis. However, I'd wear tennis shoes. Not just me. I call the little bugs lightning bugs. I say y'all all the time, which that's just y'all, you all, y'all all the time. I say caramel. I say aluminum. I do use the word ain't. Like, I ain't gonna do that right now. I don't know, it's a natural thing. So, next is a list of contractions that I feel like only Southern people use, I guess. Like something would not. I'm trying to think of sentences in which to use. This is so difficult. Something would not. Something would not. Something didn't. Or like something would not have. Something didn't. Which when. I guess if you're around it all the time, when you say it and when you hear it, it doesn't register because it's so natural. But like now me reading it and me trying to find a sentence in which to say it in and me saying it slow enough to which y'all can understand what I'm actually saying is very difficult. And I just, I mean, to me now I feel like whenever I'm slowing down and I'm saying it, it just sounds like I'm slurring my words or something. Something would not have. Something didn't have happened if, I mean, that's just it. There would not, there didn't, there would not have, there didn't have been a reason, there would not have been a reason, there didn't have been a reason for you to do that. y'all'd have known if y'all would have been reading these. Y'all didn't have, y'all would not have, y'all didn't have known. You all will have not. Y'all haven't done that yet. And then I was told, or asked, I guess, whichever, to read the first stanza of Roller Derby Queen, which is gonna tell you a story that you won't believe, but I fell in love first. Oh my god, I can't talk today. Sorry, it's been a long day and I'm tired. Gonna tell you a story that you won't believe, but I fell in love last Friday evening with the girl I saw on a barroom TV screen while I was just getting ready to get my hat, when she caught my eye and I put it back and I ordered myself a couple more shots and beers. I don't know why that was interesting for me to say. But anyways, hopefully you understand the contractions better. Y'all would have understood if y'all would have grown up here like I did. But anyways, yeah, so that's that. And I don't think I'm gonna edit this audio. So if you managed to sit through all, let's go with 7 minutes of it, thank you. I really appreciate it. All comments and messages make me extremely happy. So yeah, there you go. Thanks for listening.